in the book of Ruth, Ruth chapter 1, and let's look down into verse number 1. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy, Joshua, Judges, Ruth. The theme of this book of Ruth is every man did that which was right in his own eyes. The book of Ruth is a book written during what they call the time of the judges. And so you could put Judges and Ruth together in one book. It kind of sounds like America. Every man did right in his own eyes. They didn't follow the Bible. They did what they thought was right. And so we have a story of one little young couple in the book of Ruth, husband, wife, two kids. Here they are, Mahlon, Chilion, two little kids. One's name means sickly. One's name means piney. I don't know if that meant he had the colic all the time. And then the husband, his name is Elimelech. Can we say that together? I know you're tired. You ready? Elimelech. His name means God is my king. And then he had a wife, and she must have been beautiful, or at least a good personality. Her name was Naomi, and her name means pleasant. So we have a man, God is my king, married to a woman who is pleasant, and they have two little boys. Everything's great. They live in a city called Bethlehem. Bethlehem. You remember that? You remember someone born there? In the little town of Bethlehem, Jesus was born there years later. David, the king, was born there. That's where Rachel, the wife of Jacob, was buried. Many great things would take place in Bethlehem. And so we see this short little story about this, but a great meaning for us. Let's look at it for just a few moments. Here it is. In verse number 1:1. Now it came to pass in the days when the judges ruled that there was a famine in the land. The word famine, here's the definition. It means starvation. It means extreme scarcity of food. It means a great shortage. One of the common words would be a crunch, a drought, and a pinch. Very little food. It's going away quickly. They're in a famine. So here it is. Crops are dying. Very little to eat. You got to make a decision. What are we going to do? And it says, and a certain man of Bethlehem, Judah, went to sojourn in the country of Moab. So it did not say he prayed, did not say he sought counsel from the man of God, did not say he put out a fleece. He just said, we're out of here. There's a famine. Things are tight. Things are tough. We're leaving. Not only did he leave, but he left Bethlehem, Judah, which means the house of bread and praise. He left what God said was the house of bread and a place of praise, and he went to a forbidden city. God told his people never to live in Moab. That's one of the sons of Lot. They were cursed. They were wicked. They were evil people. And sure as the world, he moves about 20 miles away, not far. And the Bible says he went to sojourn. He just went to visit. Didn't want to move there, but it's a famine at home. We got to do something. He makes a quick decision. Let me encourage you. Be careful during times of famine. Be careful during times of famine. You get in a pinch. Looks like things are drying up. Blessings aren't here. What are we going to do? Let's make a quick decision. That's what he did. No counsel. He made it in his own heart. It wasn't a good decision at all. He said, well, a man's got to provide for his own, but that's not a Bible verse. God will provide. God will meet our needs. And so here's this man. He didn't realize he had a wife with him. He had two kids he was responsible for. He was not just making a decision for himself. We all affect other people. I'm getting off subject here. We could go hours on this. And the name of the man was Elimelech. Name of his wife, Naomi. There's his sons. And it says, and they came into the country of Moab and continued there. You got it? He went to visit. Here it is. Is this on now, Paul? All right, good. He went to visit. And then the Bible said he continued. Sin is always that way. We're just going to visit. We don't mean to move there. He just went to visit Moab, where they ended up living there. His sons fell in love there with heathen women. They bought a house there. That little visit turned into about 20 years. It's always that way. I just went to visit. I just wanted to get out of the will of God for just a little while. And things go downhill quickly. Verse 3, Elimelech, Naomi's husband, died. She was left and her two sons, and they took them wives of the women of Moab, and the name of the one was Orpah, Winfrey. Look, there she is right there. She's the oldest living woman that there is. The name of the other was Ruth, and they dwelled there about, excuse me, I was wrong, not 20, but 10 years. And Mahlon and Chilion died, also both of them, and the woman was left of her two sons and her husband. Things are just going south. It's going terrible. So the husband says, we're just going to visit. They end up staying. Her two kids marry heathen girls. Their husbands die. Then her husband dies. She's a widow. Her two daughter-in-laws are widows. Now she's destitute. She could not provide. No welfare system. She is now, they've left the famine. She had a family, and now they're in a Moab. Now she's destitute. No one to take care of her. Went from bad to worse. Anytime we leave the will of God, better to stay in the tough will of God than it is to move to sin where it's going to get worse. And so there it is. Just a sad story. But notice the truth. This little phrase I want to park on for just a few moments. Here it is. Verse number 6. Then she arose with her daughters-in-law that she might return from the country of Moab. Return where? Can you help me? She left Bethlehem, Judah, went to Moab. The Bible says now she's going to return. What's that mean? Where's she going back to? Back to Bethlehem. From the country of Moab, for she had heard, here's the key, in the country of Moab, how the Lord had visited his people in giving them bread. So that kind of sounds strange. Okay, let's try to think this thing through. It's a famine, so it kind of sounds like there's no bread, right? Nothing to eat. But not everyone left Bethlehem. When Elimelech, his family said, we're out of here. Or as Gomer Pyle would say, Shazam. I mean, we're done. We're here. Well, we're going here. We're gone. We're scattering. There's no jobs here. There's no food here. We're not going to starve. We're out of here. They went. But get this, not everyone went. Not everyone left Bethlehem. You say, how do you know, Pastor? Because now, 10 years later, she hears there's bread in Bethlehem. Bread doesn't just grow up on its own. Someone stayed there during the hard time. Someone stayed and says, well, we can cut down, just eat one meal a day. The Lord is good. This is God's country. This is Bethlehem. He put us here, and we're going to be a blessing if we'll just stay. And so they stayed 10 years. I don't know how much weight they lost. I don't know how much they scrimped, but a group of people stayed in Bethlehem. So there were leavers, and then there were cleavers. There were some people during the famine, they cleaved to the Lord and just hung on for all they could. And then there were leavers. I want to give you some thoughts that I wrote down just quickly. Christians fall into two categories. There are those who leave during the hard times, and those who stay during the hard times. Sometimes it's in a marriage. Sometimes it's in a family. Sometimes it's in a ministry. Sometimes it's in a church. Sometimes it's in a city. Those who left in this story, their lives got real complicated. Those who stayed in Bethlehem, they trusted. They kept serving. They found a way. Now you tell me, don't you think it took a lot to stay? Packing up, Moab or bust, all these little moving trucks moving everywhere, Moab, Egypt or bust, and last one out, turn the lights off, and man, just, well, here's our farm, and there's still a little rain, and we still have a little, we're staying. You say, well, what's that got to do with us? We're about to apply it. There's got to be someone in Bethlehem when the leavers come back. Who came back to Bethlehem? An unsaved girl named Ruth. A Moabitess. She was lost, unsaved, idol worshiper. She married into the family of Naomi, and she's coming back. Let me say this. It takes a lot to stay. It takes a lot to return. I don't know how many people we had at church today that said, we used to come here. We used to come here. I heard this a lot visiting this week. I was a little kid riding the bus. Now I'm the mother, and I've got little kids, and we're going to come to church. They've been gone for years. Some of them 20 years hadn't been to church. But guess what they did? They're returning. They're returning. I was at that 50th reunion. There's a bunch of old people there. You know, when you're preaching, and there's kids that used to be in my teen group who are 60 now. I told them, I said, I didn't know we had a senior citizens meeting. Hope you enjoyed the free meal. There was a young man. We surrendered to preach at the same time. We preached a little bit together, like 53 years ago, and he took a journey. This marriage, that marriage, this relationship, out of church 40 years. Out of church 40 years. He was at the reunion. He listened to the preaching. After the service, he said, pray for me. I'm coming back. I need to get out of the chair and start serving the Lord. Pray for me. You know what he's doing? He's coming back. Amen. Takes a lot of courage to come back. Because you have to admit, we were wrong when we left. We should have never left. And now we've lost. We've had to bury some people. And we've lost time. We've lost reputation. We never won anybody here in Moab. But we're coming back to the place where God blessed us. We're coming back to the will of God. Don't you imagine it's hard for Naomi? Naomi came back. They said, is this Naomi? You don't look like Naomi. She was real bitter. She said, don't call me Naomi Pleasant. Call me bitter. I'm now Mara. God has taken away from me. We left home full, and now we're coming home empty. Careful. There were leavers and there were cleavers. Those who stayed and those who left. Now I want to say this quickly. What Elimelech and Naomi were looking for, it was famine. So what were they looking for? Food. They already had it in Bethlehem. Because when they returned, there was food. And if there wasn't food there, the people wouldn't have stayed. You say, well, Pastor, make the application quickly. We're tired. We're real tired here. There was a big day at Hopewell Baptist Church. Because when COVID came and other issues came, there was a God who stayed. Amen. There was the God who stayed. And I just want to say this too. There were some people that stayed. Well, I was preaching to the sound booth with two people in here during COVID just starting out of the tent you loved and I hated. I hate tents. Camping, preaching, outdoor, COVID. I hate tents. Hate tents. I looked out and saw two people in the whole building. I'm preaching for 6 months to two people. I know it was online, but it was two people. And then with the COVID scare and all the masks and this and that, just empty, empty, empty auditorium, just empty, empty, empty. And I wonder, will we ever get it back? Will we ever get it back? Park the buses. People are scared to death to ride the bus. There's germs. There's COVID. We'll never have a bus ministry. We'll never have children's classes. We canceled it all. But it looks like the grace of God was here today, folks. It looks like God says, hey, there's some bread here because there's some great people at Hopewell Baptist Church that sunk their roots and said it's not going to be easy. We're going to just grit our teeth and we're going to get through some stuff and get through some stuff. And when those little smiles came out of those classes today and single mothers and the family who's Laotian and all these other people came in and said, we got saved today. We're looking for a church. Thank you for that. They could have cared less about the last 3 years. They just knew there was some people that stayed. There was some people that served and some people that planted some bread. And we had something to feed them with when they came today. I don't want to be a leaver. I want to be a cleaver. I just want to hang on to the Lord because someone's going to need me one day. Well, how's it all end? I love it. A fellow by the name of Boaz is this rich farmer. And when they came back, it's just God's mercy and grace. Ruth starts working in one of the fields. Happens to be one of her distant relatives. She happens to be beautiful. He happens to be single. He falls in love with her. She falls in love with his pocketbook. Oh, excuse me. He was an older man. He said, oh, you're not chasing these young men. You know who Boaz represents? Boaz represents Jesus Christ. And we represent that idol-worshiping heathen Ruth. And our Savior fell in love with us. When they had kids, guess who got born? Obed, who would father Jesse, who would father David, who one day would be the father. And then Jesus Christ would be born of a virgin, direct descendant of Ruth. Because somebody stayed. Somebody's, hey, I hear there's bread in Bethlehem. How is that possible? We all left Bethlehem. Well, I guess we didn't all leave. There's bread there. Thank God there's some people that's got some bread to give out. The bread of life, Jesus Christ. We're just going to be bread truck deliverers and help feed these spiritually hungry people and just keep it up till the Lord comes back. I want to say publicly as a pastor, thank you. Thank you for staying. Thank you for not quitting when you could have. Thank you for not giving up. Thank you for not throwing in the towel. Thank you for walking with him so that 3 years into it, you could bless three different cities all in the same day. And up in heaven, you'll be glad that you did.